Right, implementation of the RATSI model. I want to talk to you a bit. The abbreviation R stands for responsibility, accountability is the A, C is who is to be consulted, and I is who is to be informed. And I found that people are at the beginning of such projects are having problems to understand what really is meant with that. So with responsible is really meant who is assigned to do the work. Accountable is the person who makes the final decision and has the ultimate ownership. So this is most of the time the CEO or somebody who is very high ranked and quality. And who needs to be consulted to get the information? If you remember what was said to the SIPOC, then I often need more information to be able to process something. So really, who do I need to ask to perform a step? And then there's another category, that is who needs to be informed. And persons are often just need the information. If you imagine you have a process that delivers constantly, then at the end you want to see what is your key performance indicator, for example, that results a reproducible thing from the process and gives a summary of that all. So by implementing this model to the top-down approach processes that Kore has shown a minute ago, this gives a really, really good overview about who needs to do what at what certain time. And it clearly helps to discuss, agree, and communicate the roles and responsibilities within the department, within the whole organization. Can you go to the next slide? Yeah. It's, as I said, it clearly helps to discuss and agree on what needs to be done. It identifies all necessary processes. And if you want to do that, and you have all your necessary processes, then identify all the roles that need to fulfill those processes. Identify for each of the processes who needs to be responsible, who needs to be accountable, who needs to be consulted, or who needs to be informed for each of the processes. And you can do this even one step lower. You can also do that for each single process steps. I have seen very good examples of that, where people really put together on a process step level the four categories here. And every process should preferably have one and only one responsible person, because if you have two, three responsible persons on the same process, or then you can easily see that misunderstanding is coming up, because shall I now do it or shall somebody else do it? Okay, I back up. I'm asking the other person to do it. So, or not the person, it's really a role in this area. And actually, it also resolves overlaps by separating into individual responsibilities. And it also helps to resolve your gaps by reassigning responsibilities. So once you have done this for the first time on a process and you run this process on your daily life, you might find out later that your responsibility is not completely correctly set. So you can always come back and improve it. And that's the first step of improvement already that you have brought into your process, which helps them to get more out of the process. And that's basically it. That's a big advantage of creating processes, that you agree on a standard. So if you list the roles on the top of this table here, that is needed to fulfill all the necessary steps within your process map that we have shown that we have seen a couple of minutes ago. And if you, per your business process area, define all the necessary processes from process one to process N, and you put in all the decisions, functions, and activities basically, and then you say role number one, which might be employee X, has for process one the responsibility, and for process two, he is accountable for, and then he might need to be consulted for process C and so on. And if you are able to give each role the responsibility, the accountability, and you do this through all your processes, then you already have a very, very good understanding of what your organization is doing, what your organization is capable to perform in, and what might be a very good outcome. So this is basically, if you do this, you have a perfect overview about all the processes with functional responsibilities, accountabilities that you need to perform. Very easy to go here. It takes a while. Sure, there's effort needed to do this, but this is a very good overview that you might want to create.